This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And it's Wednesday, so that means one thing specifically. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. What it means specifically, that if it's Wednesday, that means that today it's the world according to
America. Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
That means that it's the world according to Second Call Defense. And who else but to have that day here with then the CEO. That isn't even grammatically correct. That sounded horrible. Next time I do that, Ben, I want you to hit the dump switch. Next time I end a sentence with a preposition, dump it. Thank you so much. Joined again by CEO Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm just having trouble with my grammar.
Well, you know what? I went to a parochial grade school, grades 1 through 8, and I appreciated the fact, as I am sure Sister Zita does from heaven above, looking down on you to even realize that you ended the sentence with that preposition. That's good.
Yeah. So, I don't even know if I want to talk about the picture you sent me, but we talked about that last week. But what do you think? Let's talk about that. I'd like to get your thoughts on Obama's wanting to throw a Supreme Court justice in there. That's your purview. Law, what do you think about this guy and this little move he's making?
Well, let me tell you something. The way it is right now, and with that appointment, without a doubt, that's probably one of the worst appointments that we can have. He's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you look at it that way, because seems to be moderate on most things. He has a little issue with abortion, but he's terribly and concisely anti-gun and has been and is known for that. And so that's where we have come to expect from the president to have these battles to fight constantly. And, you know, you don't know the truth of what I'm hearing, but I'm hearing that our Republican Senate is folding already. People are saying, come on, let's just have the confirmation hearing and get this over with.
As in, we're going to confirm him?
Fundamentally, pardon?
As in, they're going to confirm him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a half a dozen or so Republican members of the Senate that says, come on, let's just have the hearing anyhow, the confirmation hearing. Let's just get things started. And of course, you have Mitch McConnell, who has stated that under those circumstances there will be, but we've heard that before, and so it concerns me and it scares me the opinions that are waiting, the cases that they've accepted that have implications that you and I are, and all your listeners are some pretty strong consequences come out of these, certainly, and it will change our rights forever.
Do you think that the thing that came down the other day, do you think the Supreme Court, with this thing that came down from Massachusetts about the stun guns, is this an indicator that they're just waiting on another Supreme Court justice to come before they actually tackle something, or were they just...
I mean, that was a chump way out. It was a Bikram decision, and they just kicked it back downstairs. They didn't do much of anything, and if you read the concurring opinion from Thomas, they're flat out saying, taking the lower court to task and saying, you weren't following Heller. You tried to pretend you weren't, but you're not following case law. So it was a slab down. But that decision, although some people are looking at it as a victory, really was far short from doing what could have been properly been done under that situation. I mean, that's a case for another show, but now she's been charged and convicted with having an illegal ordinance or firearm or stun gun. And so you know what? The consequences of her, as was written in the concurring opinion, was she might have lost her gun rights in Massachusetts, so we didn't do her a bit of good. And that's what we have to realize, that I had people all the time, the Supreme Court said this, and I said, well, you know what? They didn't. Unless they say it in their syllabus, it's not the law. They can, in dicta, they can talk about things all they want, but that doesn't make law, so we have to be careful and take a look at it. But certainly, when they're slow rolling things, and we're waiting to see what happens, when they get that 5-4 their way, you know what's going to happen. I mean, look at Sodom Moore and who's there already and what they're just waiting to do. All they need is one vote. That's all they've ever needed.
Would they be able to, if they wanted to, let's say this guy gets in or any liberal gets in, would they be able to just resurrect all of these cases and just say, well, we're going to look at stuff that we've already done and maybe change it?
You know, they have plenty of opportunity to read this latest decision that we were talking about. There's a lot of things that were left on the table, so to speak, with Heller. A lot of decisions that can be made, and things can be looked at in different laws, and things can be applied differently. So nothing is really ever settled. Stare decisis, of course, you know, following past precedent doesn't really exist all that much anymore. And I was a staff attorney for a court of appeals, and I know how to write things essentially to make it say whatever we want it to say. And that's why when you write a Supreme Court opinion and decision, they are very, very narrowly focused and only address the certain issues that they accept. And that's because they want to have room to make the decisions or different decisions if need be down the road. And it's an unfortunate situation where there are a bunch of issues that were left on the table that weren't addressed in Heller because they weren't issues before the court, but there's a lot of things. Concealed carry outside the home, you know, it was another Heller case that he has up there. And what's going on in Maryland and the problems between the interpretation of certain statutes that are out there already, there's a lot that the Supreme Court can take up, and there's a lot of room in Heller and McDonald. And you have to be vigilant because this will not be a good generation or two with the wrong Supreme Court there. You have to think about how long it took before the Supreme Court even ruled on anything. I mean, it was the Miller case probably, what was it, 1940s or 50s? It was really the last one dealing with sawed-off shotguns that had anything to do with our Second Amendment rights.
Was that 33 or 34? It was 33 or 34, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it was a long time. So, yeah, there's a lot of room for the court to change things. And I keep saying, and you keep saying, elections have consequences. And if Hillary Clinton gets in there, we're talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 seats on that Supreme Court can change. That changes things for a lifetime, for generations and generations.
Are you concerned that Clinton, well, I don't have time. We don't have time for that. I think Clinton gets indicted. I do not see. I was in military intelligence, my last duty station. I never met somebody with a top secret SAP clearance. That's the kind of information that is so sensitive and so volatile that if it gets out there, it's like something they make a movie about. And I just don't see her not getting indicted.
Like it's no big deal.
Well, they are. Yeah, no doubt about it. But we'll see.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think that what's going to happen is the FBI is going to finish their investigation. They're going to recommend a criminal indictment. And then, I've always said this, the United States District Attorney is going to decide, well, you know what? It doesn't rise to the level of what's been going on because she didn't intentionally do this, that, or whatever reason they're going to have. We're not going to refer for criminal prosecution. I just have a feeling that's what's going to happen. Then what's going to happen is the head of the FBI is going to step down because he's going to be disgusted, but, you know, nothing else changes. Hillary's going to be protected, and it's still hard to believe that somebody under a federal indictment could be running for president and get elected president.
We had an attorney general that was in contempt or something anyway. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Legacy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Alright, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org, where any combination of my name, my show, it can be wrong. You can spell lock with two O's. They'll know who it is. You get the first month free. That's a pretty good way of putting it. I'm doing it as many ways as I different ways as I can present it, Sean. Yeah, joining me again is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. I keep seeing some of these so-called legal minds out there, and I've never heard you do it, but I'm going to ask you this, and I think I've asked you this before, but like all of these guys, there's a lot of guys out there that seem to think that if you go out there and you do something to your gun besides carry a gun that's straight out of the box, that if you do shoot somebody with that in self-defense, that the prosecutor is going to be able to lock you under the jail because you've done something to the trigger, you've added the sights, you've stippled the grip, you've got a custom gun, you're a mad dog killer, you just couldn't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of books out there that are written, and I think people feel the need to talk about ammunition, certain types of ammunition, or having a gun modified, a trigger job done, or something like that. And maybe years gone past, or people just like to write books about it. You know, a prosecutor, you know, can try to make hay when he was hoping he'd be able to kill somebody or shoot somebody. Look how his gun was prepared. Now, I know there's been some cases civilly when people have something etched into their into the lower part of their AR-15 and a death machine or something like that, and they try to bring that up. And certainly you can bring it up. But if you're looking at a self-defense shooting, for instance, the only time that we as law-abiding gun owners are going to pull the trigger on somebody is if we're in fear of immediate death or serious bodily injury. Then at that point in time, we're going to do what we have to stop the threat to protect ourselves, our God-given right to self-defense. So really, in my mind, in my view, what does it really matter? You made a decision that you have to use lethal force. So how that gets there, you know, I don't know. And it used to be, you know, the hollow points were so bad. Well, now everybody uses hollow points. And so as we as a society understand what's going on, those carry less and less and less weight, certainly to a jury. Maybe there's a prosecutor out there that'll look at the fact they're using a certain kind of ammunition, a certain kind of frangible or DRT ammunition, you know, acronym, people said it was dead right there or something like that. But in my view, if that's all a prosecutor is going to try to heap onto a jury, or that's all they have to do for that part of the case, even part of the case, it's pretty much hurting already. And I've read the books out there, and we've talked about this in the past. There's some people out there that are saying, you know, you better not carry any different ammunition or don't do a trigger job. Well, you know, I would be happy to convince the jury and show the jury that by me doing a trigger job on my firearm, I'm more accurate with it. There's going to be less chance of me hitting somebody else, and it's a better firearm and a safer firearm. You know, use the example of the New York trigger that Bloomberg brought into being, 15 pounds with a police department shooting everybody but the intended target. But, yeah, you know, if something has to be done, they could try to bring hay over that. And I guess you could be ultra, ultra conservative and do nothing except use an out-of-the-box firearm. But I would advise against that for all the reasons that we can all talk about as gun people. But really, as far as that, creating a handyman's noose for you, you know, I disagree. And, I mean, I guess in a perfect world, you don't want to do that. But I don't think it's going to have any impact whatsoever. And, again, I wouldn't be afraid to walk into a courtroom and have to defend my client against the type of ammunition he was using or the fact that he had a modified firearm to enable him to shoot more accurately.
Well, my whole thing with this is that anything that I do to a gun that makes it more accurate, and therefore if I'm shooting at a bad guy, I hit the bad guy and only the bad guy, how can that be bad?
My point exactly, and it doesn't really carry any weight. Again, there's people, I think, that when they write books, they want to say something, and so that's something that they always seem to throw in a chapter. And I always know when someone's read those books that are out there, because I try to read everything that comes out and everything that's ever been out on self-defense shootings, on firearms. You see the evolution over time of how things are very much more acceptable. But I know they just read a book when they call me and ask these questions. So, folks, you just always got to remember that when we've made the decision that we are about to die right now and you get no other means of escape or anything else, does it really matter how we accomplish the task of defending our lives and using lethal force? If you can give me an example how someone can be too dead or things were shot too accurately, I'll be happy to listen.
I never seem to have ever, I don't remember ever hearing about a guy that was in a self-defense shooting that was trained like in a tactical class where we go there and we shoot till the threat goes down, which would mean somebody's getting shot 6-7 times before they go down. I'm almost certain that would get the book. I'm sure a prosecutor would be coming after you for that. But then once again, aren't you doing the same thing the cops do? Aren't you training to be the same sort of operationally adept? Yeah.
There's millions of Americans that are trained every year. If you look at everybody from John Benner's Tactical Defense Institute in Ohio to Front Sight in Nevada, the Thunder Ranch, you name it, they're everywhere, and people are becoming better shots, and they're learning how to defend themselves in an adversarial situation in a low light condition under fighting through the stress of adrenaline and epinephrine and everything else. And when you're trying to duplicate having to use your firearm in self-defense to take down an attacker to stop a threat. So really, there's not a whole lot of hate to be made for that anymore when I always think that a prosecutor may have better luck to say you weren't trained enough than to say that you're overtrained.
I don't know. I see these guys. I see a lot of these people out there. Although, I want to ask you about this when we get back because I saw this on the Trace the other day. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see that coming off of the Trace?
No.
Okay. Do you know what the Trace is?
I have no idea, but you know what? When you put me on hold, have Ben tell me.
Well, I can tell you right now, the Trace is supposed to be a news agency, but the owner of the Trace is Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, it's just Bloomberg. Okay, got it.
You got it. So anyway, secondcalldefense.org. When I walk out the door, the other day my bank information changed, and I called that lady real quick and made sure that she charged me my dues so I continue to walk accompanied by Second Call Defense every time I leave the door. You should join me by joining them. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Carry a gun without making sure that you've covered everything, all the bases. Of course not. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Joining me again from Second Call Defense HQ, I presume, is... Which Sean, you never know, was Sean Maloney.
I was actually in Lima, Ohio earlier this afternoon and had to rush back down 75 South to make my appointment. Every month and a half, I give blood. And so at this place, I've given it for 40 times now, so I got a little thank you card. And I want to remind people out there, you know, you're good at telling people, reminding everybody, you know, you got to protect yourself all the way around. You know, it's not fear-mongering. I never want anybody to think that that's what this is all about, but I want you to think about it. You've pulled a firearm, you've brandished a firearm, if you've been forced to discharge a firearm, and you've shot somebody, my God, of course there's going to be a police investigation. And that's what people have to think about. I think, Bill, they strap it on and they don't think what's going to happen. And really, until we each think about that, and then moving forward, how are we going to protect ourselves? And it's not protect yourself against the evils of society, but there's going to be questions that have to be answered. And depending upon the jurisdiction you're in, maybe they have a policy that if you shoot somebody, you're going to jail until we straighten things out. Well, if you want to spend, you know, 5, 6, 7 days in jail without being bonded out, of course, that's up to you. And if you want to say the wrong things at the right wrong time because you don't have the capacity to even know what's going on, then that's up to you, too. But I want to remind people to please understand that all of us need this. I've been a criminal defense attorney for going on 25 years, and I need it. And I try to remind people of that. And I say this because we had an individual who was involved in an incident, and between and before the police got there, he got on his phone and signed up for second call defense. I knew exactly what time he signed up, and I had all that. And he advised me, you call me, I have nothing more than you're, and I don't care who you are, when you call me and you're in the middle of an incident, we're going to take care of that first. But then, you know, I looked and go, and I said, hey, look, buddy. You know, he said, I know, but what if I pay for 2 years in advance, going to have it? I said, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. So I thought about that, folks. I want to remind everybody listening that you need it, not because you're not a good person, but because everything that just transpired in today's America, there's going to be an investigation. And it can just go better or worse. And so I just want to remind people of that.
So he was trying to get you. He was trying to get you retroactive if he promised to pay you big, big upfront.
Yeah. And I said, and chances are, I mean, it was a tough situation that he was in, and was ongoing kind of battle going down the highway in Texas. So,
well, you know, there's a guy, and I'm not going to give out his name, but he's a podcaster, and he's a man I respect, and a man I know, and a man I've had on the show, and I've been on his show, and everything else, and he has gotten in trouble. And his partner, while he's not a second call defense member, and believe me, I have talked to him offline many times, and I've told him, this is what you got, and this is what you could have. And, you know, I think we may be getting him to switch, too. But this guy who does this every, well, not every day, but he does it enough to know what happens to people in a self-defense shooting, did not have anything like that, and he has been roped into where he's now having to do GoFundMe things and everything just to try to have legal defense. And going into a trial when you're charged with a gun crime and not having an attorney because you don't have any money, is it's bad, isn't it?
It's bad. And the real problem is that probably the majority of damage has already been done in the questioning unless you flat out didn't say anything. But for any questioning, and obviously there's enough there for them to take it to trial, and prosecutors don't want to lose, certainly don't want to be seen as wasting the taxpayers' money, but you need it. I mean, again, like I said, I can't stress it enough, even on the best day, you've discharged the firearm, and if you've hit somebody, you've killed them, or you've seriously wounded them. Of course there's going to be an investigation. Of course people are going to be screaming and crying. There's a family on that side. You didn't do it, or, you know, or whatever it is. There's always going to be something. But if you have an attorney immediately up front to start deflecting these questions, to set the tone from the beginning of this is what happened, and control what your client is saying because he or she has no idea what happened, trust me. And Bill, I know you're aware of this with your past experiences, but the adrenaline and the neopharnephrine changes us into different people. We just cannot remember. We do not know what happened. We can't remember, and maybe we never will. And these are the statements that people are just blurting out. The most insane things in the world get a lot of people in trouble before someone's finally says, hey, shut up. And so, of course, you're going to need help. And I've seen their GoFundMe pages, and I've been in situations where people are begging me as an attorney. Well, number one, I'm not licensed in that jurisdiction, and I've done all I can do for people many times. And that's why I kind of have the wrong personality to be an attorney because I'm a helper. And I just had a conversation with one of my law professors that I had lunch with up in Ohio Northern today. And we were talking about that, how as criminal defense attorneys, you want to help people. You know, how do you draw the line and finally say, you know what, I can't do it because you can't pay me? And, you know, and we laugh because we've probably given more legal services away than we've charged for because we should be in a ministry. We shouldn't be attorneys, but we are. And so that's why I try to make people understand it's not that the attorney is not a good person and doesn't like you, but his widget is his knowledge and his training.
And would there be any sort of, is there any, and we got a couple of minutes left, is there something prohibiting you from doing that, or is it just a matter of the fact that that's the business model? I mean, would you get in trouble for trying to go?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, you're not getting paid. When you're doing something for free, you're not bringing money in. Plus,
there's always something that there's a need. I mean, I could spend every waking hour and minute of the day helping people for free that need help. You have to charge them just because you want to earn a living and you got to sustain yourself and your family, and that's what you're doing. But more often than not, the reason why defense attorneys want their money up front is they get burned more than anybody. Usually if you win an acquittal, they say, well, you know what, I didn't do anything anyhow. I shouldn't have to pay an attorney. And, of course, if you lose, you're not getting paid. So that's why you need to get that money up front. That's why I tell people it's so important. And the bell that goes off now that almost every attorney in America has heard of second call defense, when I'm on the phone and I'm saying you have a client, this is the number they chose, where do I send the money? They're so happy that to have money because as a criminal defense attorney, you never know if there's going to be enough money for the next day.
Yeah.
I have friends that charge $100 for consultation. I never charge for consultations, but they do it because they say, if you can't afford $100 to come in for the initial consultation, I don't want you because you're not going to be afford anything. We'll be fighting over money the whole time. Fortunately, it's a business, and unfortunately, sometimes we're forced to spend money because we're wrongfully charged, but that's just the facts. And I just got not so sick and tired, but I just got tired of the feeling of these people in desperation that flat out had no money for anything, for retainer fee, for expert witness. They can't even get themselves bailed out of jail. And that was a situation that they're in, and I said, there's got to be a better way. And that was really the seed that started growing, and the reason why I created a second call defense, because I knew there had to be a better way.
Can we steal the American Express slogan and say membership has its privileges?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's trademarked what it is, but I mean, that's it. It's not a privilege. You know, I guess it is a privilege.
It's a good decision is what it is. It's a smart decision.
Certainly has its advantage.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you lovingly by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. And one thing that I want to impress upon you guys that listen out there, that take the time to listen to me and him extol the value of this, is that this is – how many of you have ever been in a car accident? Nobody leaves a house expecting to be in a car accident. But you're driving down the road and suddenly you're broadsided. And everything comes into play. Now, if you have car insurance – well, you're going to be okay because you've done everything your state probably requires you to do, and it's compulsory for you to do that. That's true. But think about if you're carrying a gun. If you're carrying a gun, then when you go out, there's a chance you may walk up on something. In Brussels the other day, all the places where transportation was happening, all of a sudden they've got explosions going off. And they said gunfire was heard around there, although I don't know that for certain. If that unfolds in front of you, well, first of all, you're not going to have a whole lot of choice. You're going to want to defend yourself. And then when it's done, you don't want to roll the dice. I do not want to roll the dice with the legal system. I would encourage you to take the time, at least go get the very base membership at Second Call Defense, because believe me, I have looked around. I have looked at the other things that are out there, and this is by far superior. However, not everybody's been looking around, and what I was leading up to when I was asking you about the Trace, Sean, is that the Trace, which is the Bloombergian news agency that has to work really hard not to come up on SEO as an anti-gun website, just discovered that Ken Cuccinelli defends gun owners if they have to use their gun in self-defense, and they're all up in arms that this is actually a portion of legal practice.
Yeah, I have seen that. I didn't know where it came from. I also know Ken, and I understand what he's doing with his law firm. And you know, it's amazing. And of course, these are the same people that want to demand that you have $250,000 of civil coverage if you own a gun. That's what they're kicking around now. You know, they're trying to make it harder for us to own firearms. But think about it. You use a car as an example. When you get in a car accident, all of a sudden they start talking about civil damages. What's your insurance company say? You be quiet. We'll take care of everything. It's between us and the insurance company. And they defend you. And if they go to trial, they have to defend your actions in trial, then they do that. And that's similar to what we do, but there is more on the line when you're talking about the loss of liberty. And if you've ever sat in a jail cell and waited for someone to come and unlock the door so you can get out, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a fun place to be at. Even as an attorney, I often sit in there, you know, with clients that can't afford to bond themselves out and shake my head. And I've had clients that I know that will be a different person after this 2 days, 3 days, or however it's going to take you to get you out of there. And keep in mind what it must feel like to be in that jail because you properly and reasonably used a firearm to defend your life or your family's life. And now it's not over. For some people, they think, oh, that's not going to happen. It's so clear cut. But geez, if you read the papers now, there's so much of it that goes on. There's so many people that are charged wrongfully. I mean, folks, take a look at the numbers of people that we've let off death row because of DNA evidence. You want to tell me that innocent people aren't sitting in jail? It happens.
Happens all the time. Even when they're just processing you. If they're going to release you for ROR, they put you in the holding cell with all the other guys that are in the holding cell. Now, those guys are going upstairs. They're waiting for their chain of clothes.
Yeah. They let you visit no matter what happens.
Yep. It's,
you know,
it's,
when we think about Belgium, you know, just put another one up. And unfortunately, you know, I hope somebody sometime relays to these terrorists that this president that we have, this apologetic, rose-carrying, flower-carrying president is not America. It's not the truck driver. It's not the mother that'll do anything to protect her children. It's not the farmer. It's not the factory worker. It's not the attorney. It's not the radio show host. You haven't seen America yet. And it's not our president. And so, folks, this is the reality of the time that we live in. When I was growing up, you know, we had the Cold War, and you wondered about, you know, a nuclear war. Now we're worried about going down to the grocery store and having someone blow up the lobby. We have to pay attention. You know, we have to look at things that don't seem right to us. We're in this point in time where we got to have each other's back because, you know what? We're done being Republicans. We're done being Democrats. It's time to be Americans again because the playing field has changed.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. And, I mean, one thing that a lot of people don't talk about as far as that goes, with all the new stuff that we get to face, I'm still waiting to see something like in Paris or Kenya at the Westgate Mall happen here. But one thing most people don't talk about is at the Westgate Mall, there were concealed carriers there that saved an awful lot of lives.
You know, it's amazing. You did hear a little bit about that, but that went away in a hurry. But I've read a couple of great articles about the number of people, lives that were probably saved because of that. So I'm just hoping that we keep getting our concealed carry permits and we fight the red tape, we fight the government that's trying to keep, you know, protecting themselves out of our hands because obviously they can't, they know they can't. You know, what's a good feeling now is if you talk to the county sheriffs in 99% of the places in America, they're going to tell you get a gun because we can't be there. And that's a good feeling. First time I heard it was in Colorado. The second time I heard it was my own sheriff, Richard K. Jones, and he said, folks, we can't be there. You have to buy a gun. You have to protect yourself. You're the power behind the badge I'm wearing. And that's what we have to consider. We're in this together. We have to take on this fight ourselves. And, you know, it's not the war in June Cleaver America anymore, unfortunately. We have to be prepared.
All the time. All the time. Coming up, we're going to, in just a couple of months, we got the NRA convention.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. I know I've been talking to Tim Knight and Second Call Defense, and I go out. We have a table Thursday night There is the Friends of the NRA Foundation banquet that they have. And I have a seat reserved for you. And I was talking to Ben. I'm going to do my best to get Ben there, some frickin' flyer miles or whatever I can do. I talk to him every week, and I want to get him there. We'll have the boys from We Like Shooting at our table. We'll have a great time because finally we get to sit down and talk unfettered by commercials and by saying the right or the wrong thing. So it's going to be a great time. So anybody within spitting distance of Louisville, Kentucky, and geez, it seems like it's 2 or 3 or 4 hours away from everybody. So we can all be there. Come on down. It's a great, great event. You're going to walk into Louisville, Kentucky. You're going to walk into the Expo Center or the Gold Hotel, wherever you're going to be at. And it's going to be like you're at a family reunion. And you are actually going to have that feeling that I can let my guard down a little bit because I'm amongst friends. And it's the largest family reunion that there is. And let me tell you something. You go to one, you'll never stop going to them. There are so many people you can talk to, access to so many great products, you know, all over North, stopping to talk to the people, access to people, you know, all over. Don't miss it if you can. It's a great exchange of ideas, of great, great new firearms. And where else can they go and bump into people like Bill Frady walking down the street?
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Frady walking down the street. So Heron's going to be there, and you're bringing Ben, my board guru there. Are you going to have, like, any arrangements for bail?
I'm going to get him there. I'm going to – you know what? I have enough frequent flyer miles. I bet you we can get down there. So,
Well, I mean, I'm just do you have a lawyer friend that might arrange for bail? Because I don't know what happens if we all get in one room. Because I'm sure Knight will be there too, right? Yeah,
he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's got a couple tables, and then all of us from Buckeye Firearms, we have additional tables there. But really, now the more I think about it, there's going to be thousands of people there, but they're all going to be people we know. And anybody there listening, there's still tickets available. You know my email, you know my phone number. If you have any questions and you want to get there, by all means, do so. It's a great time, and you're not going to believe the access you have to everybody that you want to talk to. Wayne Wolf here, Chris Cox, they're all walking around. They're protected by each other. You know, and every time I go there, it's funny because I always hear the police. Whoever the security is for the area, they're always saying, I bet you there's not a safer place in America right now. I hear that every year from the police officer.
Probably nothing truer than that. Thank you for joining me, sir. I will get in touch with you, and we will make our plans for that. We will scheme. SecondCallDefense.org. Go join him today. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.